traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
People think that the president of the United States, is this more on the subject than you ever want to know? Will you let me know? People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
All right. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, April 8th, 12:01, a couple hours from the end of the world. Glad to have you with us here. Actually, it's starting to get a little bit dark. Anyway, I don't know if it's cloudy or what, because I don't have a window, but we are glad to have you. Whatever we're talking about, and in a short time to do it. Let me introduce you to the Godfather of Conservative Radio, Mr. Hutch Bailey Jr.
Hello, everybody. Just glad to be here on this fateful and end of the world kind of day.
That's right. We're getting ready to drink it up and lap it up. And if we come out on the other side at 5 o'clock p.m., it'll be, whatever. It'll be business as usual. Let me introduce the Imam of Minnesota, Mr. Jason Robinson.
Hey, happy Monday, everybody. It's the final countdown, the eclipse. You know, a good way to celebrate the eclipse, like, comment, and share the show so that people can have one last great podcast before the world ends during the solar eclipse.
Yeah, why not? I mean, what did President Trump say in 2016? He said, can't hurt or no.
What have you got to lose?
What have you got to lose? Yeah. I want to play something. President Trump over the weekend came out and talked about going to jail.
We talked about it last week, too.
No, we did. And this is one of the reasons why we tell you to watch the Wayne Dupree podcast, because we talk about stuff before it happens. We touch on these stuff, and we give, I mean, because we have to, because, we can't let you just get caught up with all that crap that's happening online and not know what's going on. But in the clip that I'm getting ready to play for you, we played it. We talked about it last Tuesday. And, but Trump on Friday, because, with the gag order and stuff, he basically said he wouldn't mind going to jail. And I was like, I knew that was coming. I woke up that morning. I woke up last Tuesday morning, and I was thinking, I was like, he wants to go to jail. I mean, how else would you put a cherry on top of the presidential election by going to jail and sitting in there? And even if they post his bond, no, I'm okay. I'm all right. money would be raised. People would be outside of jail protesting. No Democrat would want to run against him after that. None. Okay. But this is last Tuesday, yo. That this morning, and I wanted to run something by you. And I was telling my barber about it, but if I'm wrong for thinking this, let me know. I mean, seriously, let me know. But it just makes sense to me. I think Donald Trump wants to go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
I really think he wants to go to jail. We sit up here and we're like, he can't go to jail. Better not put him in jail. I think he wants to go.
I think maybe he's calling day. Him. I think maybe he's calling day. Him out.
I think he wants to go for a day or a day and a half because how best to make you more invincible. I mean, you know, you get the cuffs on, you and honestly, he even said he wanted the cuffs on a while back, but they didn't put him on there. But you put the cuffs on, you put him in jail, you got a picture of him behind the bars. Dude, he might not leave the White House until 2062.
Right.
I'm for real.
He'll be in the cellar. And you guys need any money on your commissary?
Right.
You guys couldn't eat. Want some ramen noodles over there?
Okay. And I sat up here, I was like, anybody else, you put a gag on somebody, they shut up. He gets louder.
Yep.
He gets slamming. And I was sitting up there thinking this morning, I was like, because I was thinking about what we used to say, man, you put him in jail, man, this thing going to pop off. Man, these people going to go crazy. And I was like, the briar patch. The briar patch. Don't put me in there. That's where he wanted to go in the first place. Don't put me in there. Just as soon as you put him in, he's going to go up another 20, 30 points in approval and everything, man. I'm telling you. I don't know. What do y'all think? I mean, that's the only thing that I could come up with. Because I was like, he talking about the judge. He talking about the judge's daughter. Talking about the judge's mama. Talking about the judge. Talking about the judge's wife.
I'm laughing here like I was in the clip. It was funnier the second time.
I'm just ready for them to arrest him and seize Trump Towers.
But you know they're paying attention because what did he do also? Right. They asked him about abortion.
Yeah.
Keep it in the States.
And he clarified that, you know what, like rape, incest, those sorts of things. Yeah. Like everybody agrees. Like there can be exceptions for that.
You know what's crazy is how Democrat leaders, when we say, okay, you know what? We understand about the rape. I know. We understand about abortion. Y'all should, but we really understand about abortion. However, in these cases, we can join together with you in these cases. Yep. But that's something we've always said, though. That's something that our side has always said: rape, incest, or
mother.
It was a bad pregnancy or whatnot. We've always said that. So it's not like we're deviating from anything. It's just that they weren't carte blanche to destroy life. Period.
They'd like to kill babies up to 10 years old,
right?
Good Lord.
Look. What? And really, from a conservative standpoint, we just don't want abortion to be birth control. That's what it boils down to.
And it shouldn't be so gung-ho accepted either, to murder a kid or kill, whatever you want to call it. How people celebrate that is beyond me, totally beyond me. I mean, if you got an opinion on it, it's one thing. But these people celebrate it.
Well, and how the left pulled it off was brilliant. Because they convinced people that an unborn child isn't a baby. And sorry. So then, Wayne, what are you sniffing?
I guess, you know how you put carpet fresh on the floor? You know, you sprinkle around on the floor and stuff? Right, I am drinking my coffee. I'm like, man, I smell carpet fresh somewhere. Sometimes I put this on the floor. Well, you know, so when the powder is going like this, you know, so I'm like,
I got carpet fresh in my cup.
Either way, it's the last day of our lifetime. Anyway, so I'm going out with my breath smelling like cat and dog deodorant, carpet fresh. Yeah, that is a nice smell. I don't know if y'all, you know what? When I was at the military, I'd take out the carpet fresh, and I would vacuum up the floor. Weird. Yeah, it is. I would vacuum up the floor, and then I would put the carpet fresh down after I vacuum up the floor because of the smell. You know, it smells good. About maybe 3 or 4 weeks later, I'm looking at my feet. I'm like, why are my feet flaking up and like, what's going on with, you know, get like not really cuts or anything, but the feet were just drying up. I'm like, you know, but I'm still putting the carpet fresh down. And I'm like, wait a minute. This stuff is destroying my feet. You know, I'm like, oh, won't do that again.
Just to illustrate the difference between the Army and the Air Force, we didn't have carpets. I used to have to take wax and light it on fire after I mopped the floor. No, first you take the buffer,
right?
And you put the borax on the floor, and you got a scrubber pad on the buffer.
Yeah, man.
And you get rid of all the old wax, and then you mop it up, and then you light the wax on fire and spread it out on the floor. And then you buff it with the regular buffer. And then you put a bath towel under the thing. And you spit shine that shit. So it's a mirror on the floor. And then you're fighting the whole rest of the company. Don't you walk on my floor. Go around the sides.
But just like, we had it so rough in the Army. Not only did we not have carpet fresh, we didn't have carpet.
Right.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And at first I was like, where's he going? And by halfway through, I was like, yeah, I know exactly where he's going with that one.
Wax.
Yeah, they had it bad.
Did you see that video of the Air Force cell extraction? Oh, man, there's a new video that came out that showed, I don't know if you ever seen a cell extraction in a prison, but on TV or whatever, but it's about 4 or 5 guys line up outside the guy's room. And then the guy's talking to the airman, are you saying that you wish to be non-compliant? And then he busts open the door and all these guys rush in there and they all grab a limb. You know, one grabs the right arm, one grabs the left arm, same with the legs. They already have it assigned what they're supposed to go grab.
Yeah.
And so they go grab them. I think they gave him a shot. It was during COVID. I think they forced him to get a shot. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell if that's what they were doing, but they were doing something to him. I was stunned, man.
Now, I didn't see that video, but I did see a video where they were picking men off of the streets in Ukraine and forcing them into the military. I saw that. Almost like hostages and stuff.
Yeah, they got whole towns of no men.
Yeah.
No young men.
Wait till this week when they get their money.
Man.
You know, I see online where there's a lot of videos about this abortion thing and stuff. Don't get caught up. Look, we already knew, well, especially if you're conservative, we already know the deal. Donald Trump came out, said the same thing. Okay. Don't get caught up with this.
Right.
Because y'all are going to drum up a monster that y'all don't want to see, and it's going to cut out a whole lot of gains that y'all thought that we had. And I mean, this right here, the media is all over it this morning. Like, they ain't got nothing else to talk about. You know, it's a conservative talking point. It's been there. It's on the walls at the RNC. There's nothing new about what he said, really. There's not. I mean, to tell you the truth, I don't think it's really changed from the time he was in office, because that's why he put the conservative people on the court to get rid of Roe versus Wade on the federal level and send them back to the states. So, I mean, I don't think it was really a big change, but the people in the media make it into this big shindig I guess trying to rally their troops.
Because they know it's a winning issue for them.
It is. You're right.
I've said that for years. Our population has changed. These colleges and schools have taken kids from the day they could understand their first word, and they have pumped this abortion thing into their brains. They turned it into a religion with these people.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because they, I mean, every time it becomes an issue, Republicans get their butt kicked. So,
yeah, right.
I mean, and I think not to compliment them, but like way back in the Clinton era, it was a reasonable era, you know, safe, legal, rare, those sorts of things. Like everybody agrees on that. And many people agree that even Democrats, a lot of them agree third trimester abortions are bad. You know, but you can't even have that conversation because it's so polarizing.
I mean, it's like the turkey's almost cooked.
Right.
By then, I mean, you know, you're just waiting on the temperature.
Yep.
At that time, I mean, it's already brown.
Look what they tried to do. We got it reversed at the Supreme Court. Look what they tried to do to Kavanaugh so that wouldn't happen. They accused him of being in a rape train. The Democrats said that was because of abortion.
Well, and let's look at how the media makes this so terrible. So everybody agrees, or most people agree, the rape, incest, health of the mother isn't an issue. Most people agree third trimester should be out. So you're talking the first and second trimester. That's where we need to agree on as a country to pick a spot. But everybody gets all bent out of shape about it, you know, and if it's me and I picked, I would pick, you know, conception. If somebody else has 6 weeks or 12 weeks, we can function as a country with a 6 week or 12 week. But letting the states decide is how it should work. Let the states run it for 10, 20 years, see what works best. And then if you want to do something at a federal level, great.
Yeah. Please, y'all, don't get caught up in this crap, because like I said, y'all gonna call on a monster that y'all didn't think was that's probably dormant right now. I mean, because they're getting their tails whipped from coast to coast. So you don't want extra stuff to happen. What else y'all got going on? This might be a quick show. We might just finish after we talk to our beautiful sister from the NFSC.
I'm doing the eclipse in a little bit of a different way.
What's that?
The eclipse affects the ionosphere, which is about 7 miles straight up in the atmosphere, and it magnetizes it, does funny things to it. So there's some people like me that are radio enthusiasts. I'm going to listen to the AM radio. I'm going to listen to shortwave radio. I want to see what it does to the bands. So there's not very many people that are into that, but I am. I want to see. I'm not going to look at it. I'm going to go mess with my radio stations.
You ain't going to look at it?
No. I don't have any glasses.
Man, look. Just look at it.
No. You know, you want to know what's the shame?
I know what they're talking about.
The shame of it is how feminized our country has become.
Yeah.
With them closing schools, when I was little, it was an event in school. Yeah, we had classes on the eclipse.
And remember, they used to have you do the poke the hole in the paper and then hold the, like, it was like, yeah.
And I couldn't see nothing. I don't know if I did it wrong. You had to look over your shoulder or something like that. But there was a big deal. I mean, I think we might have did it in school.
We did.
We might have watched it.
We did. As a matter of fact, I remember, I remember we were in the class. It was in the 70s. We were in class.
1979. And
I could swear it was, it got dark. I mean, it didn't get like pitch black dark, but it got dark to the point where we had to turn on the lights in the classroom. And then all of a sudden the sun came back out and stuff like that. But we didn't go outside to take a look at it. But you could see it out of the window that it was getting dark. So, yeah, I mean, you know what? To tell you the truth, I've been blessed. I've been blessed in my lifetime because I've seen so much between 1968 and 2024. I've seen a lot. All the way from eclipses to the United States sending a nuclear missile toward the moon to I was driving home from Virginia from work one night and I was on the highway. All of us were on the highway. And all of a sudden, the car starts slowing down. They were still driving, but it starts slowing down. All of a sudden, you see, it wasn't a comet. It was a meteor. You see a meteor. I'm like, what in the heck is that? And the thing about the meteor, it had a blue tail, a blue long tail. But it looked like fire, you know, flipping fire. And I rolled down the window, huh?
That was an F-16,
right? Chemtrails.
I rolled down the window because then you know on TV and stuff you hear all this noise and there was nothing, there was no sound. So I was like, okay, that's Hollywood with all this sound. There was no sound, and everybody on the highway, we were looking at each other, looking at this thing, and it's, I mean. Honestly, it looked like it was maybe 15 to 16 stories up. That's how close it was, you know. And then it went over to the right, and it hit like Mach 25 when it it was, boom, you know. And then we found out that it landed up in Massachusetts or something. In the water, but when it was going across here, it was slow.
That's nice.
Oh my God, I seen a meteor, and Hutch, Jay, I'm not gonna say I don't believe in UFOs or anything like that, but again, I was driving home from Virginia late one night, and it was traffic, and I saw a round disc. Above a light, you know, like the lights that are on the highway, it was a disc. And I was like, why is nobody stopping? Why is nobody stopping and seeing it? I mean, I was coming up on it. I was coming up on it. And I at the time I didn't have my, my phone. So I'm like, and in my head, I should have got out so I could take a look at it. But the traffic was moving. And I was like, what? Nobody sees this? And you know, I was like, I think I saw a flying saucer. And then I was like, well, I ain't going to tell nobody about it. Yeah, I keep it to myself. Because nobody else was talking about it. But I mean, I've seen so many things in my lifetime, a supermajority in Congress, that nobody will probably ever see again. Nobody. Can you imagine having enough people in the House, enough people in the Senate, and the White House to not need the other side to vote on nothing? You can do whatever you want to do, and that's how they got Obamacare out there. But you can do whatever you want to do. For real. I mean, oh my God.
This isn't as extraterrestrial as that, but I got to see something. You might know about this, Wayne, that when I was in Iraq, and I'm on LSA Anaconda, and it's got a big air base. It is a big air base. And we had, you know, all the fighter jets and everything. In the United States, the Air Force jets aren't allowed to use their afterburners.
Right.
But in Iraq, they use their afterburners, and that's a sight to see right there. I mean, you talk about fire that you see this jet go up. And first of all, it was the busiest airfield in the DOD at the time. And they go up and you know, they're not on a training mission, but they get up there and you can see fire shooting out the back of them, especially at night. It's just, I never would have saw that any other time. And it was something to see.
It's remarkable how fast technology goes.
Yes.
And, you know, even like the UFO thing, you know, people see them, and there's totally a bunch of technology that we don't even know the government has. Or
I was going to say we have already.
Yeah, and you know, the disc, if it was real, odds are it was some sort of government something or other that we'll never hear about for 20 years. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh yeah, we have this all the time. Completely normal.
You know, when it comes down to the stuff like this, and when it comes down to the eclipse and stuff, and you got all these people traveling to go see it, and some of these people are going to be met with clouds. I hope that y'all knew that before you did it, but to see all these grateful things. Yesterday, I was looking out the window, and I was marveling at God's creation. I was like, I wonder how many people just give God his due for creating all of this.
Every time I go to my cabin.
You know, I bet. I didn't see that right there. You know, you look around, you look at that wilderness or the forest and stuff and how beautiful it is and how beautiful it remains.
The amazing thing is how dark it gets.
Yeah.
Right? When you live in a city, you don't realize you're never in the dark.
Right.
You can't see for this far in front of you, man. That's dark.
Right. Yeah. And you can see the sky.
Yeah. Yes.
Which you can't in most cities.
Magnificent.
Jay, I miss that so much. I moved my bed over by the window when I was in coming out of middle school and going into high school. I moved my bed over by the window. So, and I was listening to the ball game. Oh, thank you for whipping our tails over the weekend.
Two walk-off games in a row.
Can't believe that, man. Reminded me of 1979. I was like, well, look at us. We got four losses already. And look at Pittsburgh. They rolling. But congrats on it.
We'll blow it by June. Don't worry.
Yeah, I hope. Well, hopefully we can do a whole lot better, because it looked like
you got a good team.
Yeah, we do. But one thing about baseball that is different from every other sport, that little ball, there's no cheating. Well, actually, Phil Negro was kind of a little bit different, but there's no cheating that ball, boy. I mean, I don't really think there's a home field. It's not really a home field advantage in baseball. It's not. Either the team is good or the team isn't good. You know, either you have the best players or you don't. That's it. Home field is, you know.
It all depends whether the owner's trying to make money or win.
Right.
Like Dallas Cowboy owner. But yeah, but I was like, man, just growing up and seeing these things, it gives me pause for thanking God for everything that he has done and everything he's going to do. I went to go see my mom this weekend.
Yeah, it looks like she's doing good.
Yeah, that was heartwarming.
Yeah. I didn't send you a picture of her ankles and stuff. Her ankles are starting to swell. And the doctor told sister this morning that she's declining more rapidly. So that's something that, but there's a little old lady that was in the cafeteria area. And see, I'm sitting there talking to mom. My sister's sitting on watch God, but I'm sitting there talking to mom. All of a sudden, I feel somebody touching me. There's a little old woman that goes around to check to see if everybody's okay. And the reason why I'm telling you this story is because, and you'll see exactly what I'm telling you the story. She's touching me. Oh, how you doing? Yeah. How do you and touch my head? How's everything? Touch my stomach. I ain't touch my chest. Yeah. And then she ran out and she touched my stomach. She said, is all of y'all okay? Like, what can you do? What can you do? That was so cute. She was like, "Is all of you okay?" Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm fine. Thank you so much.
Let me give you a little advice.
What's that?
Because I lost both my parents. I lost my mom in 2005. Next time you go there, mm-hmm. between now and the next time you go there, start writing some questions down. Go ask your mom questions. Oh, yeah. Because when she's gone, you're it. There's nobody left to ask. I got boxes of photographs, old ones, like from the Civil War years. I have no idea who these people are. I never asked anybody.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like I got a whole bunch of history in my family in the other room that I'm never going to be able to understand.
Yeah.
And I kicked myself. I said, man, I should have talked more. I should have went in there and asked questions. Just so you know, I mean, it's something that...
And especially as your mom gets near the end, you know, and when it's time, Jesus will take her home. That's right. And just spend every minute you can with her. You'll never regret every time you spend with her.
Right. You look at today's society, I was really happy to see you there.
Right.
You know, it's like there's not... Everybody's not like that.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you, y'all. Coming to the stage, young lady... that I will introduce. You know how people say need no introduction. Well, she's looking. She's looking like she's getting ready to go out. I mean,
it's got to be some of that G fashion she's sporting.
Yeah, I know. I know that's right. She's
the Buddhist collection.
She's right in our green room right now. But
here looking like homeless guys. Look at her.
She's looking so beautiful. Hello, how are you doing, Ayla?
Good morning, brothers. Thank you for having me.
Ayla Wang from the New Federal State of China. For most of you that don't know, we have a little partnership with this awesome whistleblowing organization, and we have them on once or twice a week, trying to find out exactly what's going on, because they've been through what we're going through right now, and they're trying to hit everything off at the pass. They're out there. They're Paul Revere. They're telling us exactly what's coming, and they're trying to wake us up. Basically, it goes along with what we do here on the Wayne Dupree Show. We try to tell you what's going on so that you are informed, so you can make educated decisions. And that's basically what the New Federal State of China does on a regular basis. Ayla, so many things are going on with the United States and the CCP right now. Janet Yellen is over in China right now. From what I read over the weekend, it looks like she gave them a threat to not help Russia, or the U.S. was going to do whatever. Have you heard anything about this?
Well, absolutely. Yellen's visit gave several important messages, right? But, you know, based on her position, her strongest message that she ever gave, she gave to the Chinese officials was about the dumping policies. And then, you know, she gave out a warning that not to have the CCP to support Russia. But the two messages are very clear to me. First of all, Chinese products of dumping problems into the United States was not just today. It was way more than a decade ago that the CCP has started to alter the structure of the supply chains into the United States. This is when you saw, you know, cheap products, made in China products, have been imported into the United States and have altered your supply chain here in this country. And on the other hand, with the Ukraine-Russia war today, you saw CCP had sent out its rocket force, you know, military last year to Russia directly. And last March, that all of the missiles that filed from Russia against the Ukraine was actually from the Chinese Communist Party. This was a fact. And the whistleblowing messages from Miles last year already. So there was no way for the Chinese Communist Party to seize the effort here. The essence of the Ukraine-Russia war here today is not about a war only between two countries. It was about the war between the Chinese Communist Party and the United States.
Wow. I wonder, you know, you brought some news to us during the last couple of weeks. And it might not have been you specifically, but somebody from your organization about China's capability to create artificial earthquake type things with nuclear weapons. Have you seen anything to that effect concerning Taiwan or maybe even, I mean, in New York, they say that the epicenter in New York was at Bedminster at Trump's resort. So have you heard any, got any new information on any of that area?
Well, absolutely, Hutch. So I think, you know, we want to, first of all, to tell people, you know, when Miles revealed about CCP strategies of utilizing climate warfare against Taiwan, Japan, or the United States, it was the whistleblowing messages from 2017. At that time, Miles said that, you know, one of the crucial leaders in the Wuhan lab who worked directly to support the People's Liberation Army in China initiated and introduced the different ideologies of warfare internally to the Chinese Communist Party. And this crucial leader of the P4 lab said to the CCP officials, he basically introduced that, you know, Chinese people should alter the warfare ideologies. And there are three types of warfare that can be utilized against Taiwan, against Japan, and the United States. And one of them is climate warfare. The other is physical warfare and biological warfare. And in today's world, you know, we've already seen that the Chinese Communist Party initiated biological attacks of utilizing COVID-19 and from the Wuhan P4 lab against the world. And with the climate warfare, CCP had developed different military devices to initiate earthquakes at any time. If you saw CCP's internal promotion materials, you find them promoting that they have developed an earthquake vehicle that they can initiate earthquake and pretend to make natural disasters, pretend to make, you know, human-made disasters into natural ones. And on the other hand, Miles in his videos said multiple times that CCP could utilize submarine to initiate any underwater bumps and to cause, you know, earthquakes and to change the geographic landscapes immediately. So today with Taiwan, even though we have not yet received, you know, any intelligence information concerning whether this earthquake related to Taiwan last week was made by the Chinese Communist Party, but we as New Federal State of China was always aware it was very easy and CCP has mastered this technology very early that they can initiate climate warfare at any time.
There's been so much going on in that part of the world, Ayla. You know, one thing I like to dig into a lot is the financial end of things. And I think this is a big undercurrent people need to understand is the financial markets. Really, I mean, it costs money to fight wars, and China would just soon we go bankrupt, right? Like, that's an easier way for them to win. But we reported a month or two ago about a bunch of property bankruptcies that were happening. And now I read just this weekend that another group, a $200 million property group, couldn't pay their loans again, and we have another bankruptcy. What do you guys know about that, and how fast do you see this accelerating?
Absolutely. You know, since 2021, we have already seen, you know, biggest Chinese real estate groups have started falling and have started to file applications of bankruptcy and have entangled into, you know, litigations against creditors. Today that we've seen a report talking about Shima, one of the, you know, largest real estate groups, which was based in Shanghai, has been tangled into another litigation against creditors and filed bankruptcy against it. And the problem is today, I want to share some numbers, right? You mentioned that, you know, their loan from the China's Construction Bank, one of the largest state-owned CCP bank, was over $200 million United States dollars. And that was just a loan from one bank. And if you look at, you know, their offshore debt, which is now already under default, it was over almost, you know, almost up to $12 billion United States dollars. And these offshore debt is now under default. And I want to remind our audience that every single penny that these real estate groups borrowed or lent from, you know, the CCP state-owned banks, these monies were savings of the Chinese deplorables. And the offshore debt and the debt that they owed to other international banks were related to the savings of people in Western countries, right? And today, with one single real estate group in China can you know, can owing the whole world, you know, in terms up to, you know, over billions of debt. And I will not believe that the CCP or any of its linked real estate project would be able to pay back those monies. And that will cause, obviously, a financial tsunami, not only in China, but also in the international world. And this is primarily why, you know, when Yellen visited China and she was saying that, you know, because of the CCP's dumping policies, that the Chinese products are stealing Americans millions of jobs, I do not agree with that. CCP's ultimate goal was not to steal your jobs. CCP's ultimate goal is to steal your money, take away your life, and steal your future. It was not only about job market. Even if the job market was never interfered by the Chinese Communist government, the money you earned and every single other American citizen earned today were saved into banks where investments were went to the Chinese Communist Party's projects. And that is the problem here. You look at CCP's real estate project, you understand why that the banks will be falling as well, that the real estate markets are falling down.
I got a question for you. I saw a headline where the United States leaders and the CCP leaders are in high level talks to deport more Chinese nationals. Mayorkas said this. Are these the ones that are coming in through the border, through the northern and southern border, and the CCP is trying to get these people back? So the United States is working out a deal to send them back home?
Well, when I do not believe so. Oh, well, we were aware that, you know, the two leaders were having conversations last week, you know, and the last time that they publicly announced that they have communicated with each other was still, you know, the meeting that they held in San Francisco. And right. Today, you know, if we compare the notes and the public announcements in two countries, we find some interesting differences. With Biden's, you know, White House announcements, you found that the primary focus of that conversation report was about, you know, the drug issue problems, the military talks, the technology sanctions, you know, of course, other climate issues, right? But with the, you know, what the notes that the Xi Jinping has published in China, he specifically pointed out that he urged the United States not to decouple from the Chinese Communist Party. He urged the United States not to initiate more technological sanctions against China. And he also said that the United States should not seek any change in the nature of the governance of the Chinese Communist Party. And this seemed to me that she was already aware that CCP's existence was the major problems between the United States and China. And CCP has become as an enemy of the people of both countries. And so today, you know, when you mention about, you know, China was urging to deport some Chinese nationals back to the United States, I think the deal was primarily made to those people, you know, who have been entangled into issues here in the United States. They have probably been into, you know, legal matters. They have probably been investigated by the United States. The CCP will not cease every single effort and minute to send out their infiltrated networks into this country. So long as the Communist Party still exists in Beijing, more and more infiltration and their agents will be sent into United States.
Ayla, I wanted to ask you something that's local to you. There's a couple stories that are breaking pretty recently in New York City. One of them is that there was a massive cargo ship has lost power in New York City near the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. I wonder if you knew anything about that. And also the Chinese consulate putting pressure on Mayor Eric Adams for different things. I don't have that much on that one, but I do see the bridge. That's a massive cargo ship out there.
Right, absolutely. And we've talked about that multiple times, right? CCP has that remote traction technologies to easily control every single cargo ship vehicle as long as there is a central computer or a central chip on the devices. The traction technology, to our knowledge, was only mastered by three countries, in which China was one of them. And the traction technologies was primarily owned by the family of Jiang Zemin. One of the, you know, the former president of China. And one of the most famous examples that we can illustrate to our audience that everybody, you know, remembered about a disappearing, you know, airplane from the Malaysia Airlines, you know, in a couple years ago, right? In that disappearing airline flights, that CCP's organ transportation experts were on the passenger list. And according to the information about Miles' videos, those experts helped, you know, the surgery of Jiang Zemin's families and their children. And this was one of the reasons that, you know, the passengers were missing, the flight was missing, and none of the government official, you know, reports on the passenger name list to Chinese people. And even till today, there was no answer to where these, you know, flights goes, where were those passengers' bodies. And so, We want our audience to understand, you know, if you look at Miles' yacht, you look at Malaysia Airlines flights, CCP had already used the traction technologies to attack and to have those ships, vehicles, planes lost control. And we have intelligence confirmed that with the Dali ship, you know, near the Baltimore bridge, that was also done by the Chinese Communist Party. Mm-hmm. And so all of these intelligence have been telling us again and again, CCP can utilize these traction technologies very easy. So long as you have a phone, you have a computer, your vehicle has a central computer, you know, it was very easy for the CCP to utilize that traction technology again and again.
You know, Ayla, one of the biggest trigger events I think that we're all watching and waiting for is what the next step is with Taiwan. And we have the earthquake, kind of weird. We know China has technology. They put it, sounds like 30 warships kind of out and about when that happened. Last week I saw, it was pretty quiet news week, but Kirby and Blinken both came out and said, we support the one China policy. It just feels like since that the election, when it didn't go the CCP's way, just the water is starting to boil pretty heavily. What do you guys see as kind of the next step or the next escalation in Taiwan?
Well, absolutely. You know, as we've talked about, I think weeks before, that the new federal state of China was aware about Xi's potential visit in May. And the visiting countries, you know, including South America, including Europe and some other, you know, European countries, these trips were primarily made to negotiate with those countries about a potential attack against Taiwan and the right. potential economic collapse of the Western economic world. So the problem today is that Xi has never changed his mind or his determination to you know, initiate warfare against Taiwan. The problem is that people were concerned about when and in what kinds, right? And today, you know, when we saw that CCP had, you know, once again invited the former president of Taiwan, Ma Ying-jeou, to China and right. asked Ma Ying-jeou to read, you know, the transcripts of the Chinese Communist Party and to kowtow to the CCP, you know how, you know, how much determination they have at this point. And, you know, years ago, Miles in his video said that when Xi stepped up in his office, he specifically pointed out that the Taiwan issue will be completed and will be reunited while he holds the office. And so, you know about Xi, the dead emperor, right? Yeah. You knew that, you know, Xi will act crazy once his trips are, you know, are taking place. So, you know, we as the new federal state of China will always support Taiwan. We have, you know, one of the chapters in Taiwan as well. It was very lucky to hear from them that none of our supporters, you know, were facing severe harm or injuries from this earthquake last week. But again, you know, our hearts are with Taiwan, and we're very much concerned about if the United States will take any actions when you saw CCP have launched, you know, any scales of attacks right. against Taiwan.
Before we let you go, let us know what the CCP is working on this week. If there are any new whistleblower light type things that you're looking at, and let the audience know how they can not only find you, but support what y'all are doing.
Absolutely. And thank you, brothers, for always having us. You know, I want to, before, you know, I wrap up, you know, my section, I want to just say special thanks and appreciations. And it was very heartwarming to hear about the stories of your visit to the mom, to your mom. And, you know, in Chinese traditions, last week was has, you know, special meanings to families and to parents. Last week was a festival called Qingming Festival, where people, you know, where people do ceremonials and practices to get in memory of their past loved ones and past families. But due to Chinese Communist Party, lots of families were prevented from doing so, right? If you look at the whistleblowers, if you look at people who support the new federal state of China, none of these freedom-loving Chinese people were able to actually practice, you know, such ceremonial, including Miles, who is now in, you know, MDC in Brooklyn. And so when, you know, when we hear stories of mother, when we hear stories of families, this reminds us, you know, of how much effort we need to continue to work on just to because to protect such love and appreciation to our ancestors, to our families, and to our lost ones. And so this is, you know, why, you know, that we have the new federal state of China and why Chinese people need to fight for ourselves. And within the next week, I think, you know, more information will be revealed regarding, you know, several certain CCP officials were removed from office last week. And one of them was actually the chief of the Department of Justice in China. And so that was a big news last week. And I'm expecting to see more updates from CCP's news outlets as well. And to find and follow the new federal state of China, please find us on NFSC TV or NFSC Speaks. And also, if you support any, you know, our ideologies of taking down the Chinese Communist Party, if you support freedom-loving Chinese people, please, you know, go visit our websites, look at Miles' previous videos and spread out those words. And most importantly, remember that the Chinese Communist Party does not represent China nor the Chinese people. They're the enemy of the American people. They're the enemy of the Chinese people. And we will always fight until we take down them.
Well, little sister, I want to say thank you so much. Did y'all have anything else for Ayla?
That's good. Thank you.
No, excellent. Thanks for your time.
We will see you really soon, and thank you for everything that you're doing. Love the outfit. Looking good. And tell Roy and Eva and Nicole and Saturn and the whole group over there that wait, because this is April. When is the court case? Is that May or is that April?
Yeah, that the trial date is still set as May the 20th.
Okay. And there's no delay or anything like that. Right now it's May.
Yes. Okay. That is correct.
All right. May 20th. Okay. All right. But that's it. Gotta let you go, but thank you so much. Thank you.
See you next time,
brothers.
And for those coming up right now, this over the weekend, if you Superman, the old Superman commercial, how he turned back time. Oh, you're going
to
love it.
When you have an electric vehicle, then you're also going to be able to save on gas, but you got to be able to afford it.
Or any menstruating person in this country cannot make decisions over their own body.
Even I limit their ability to get gender affirmation treatment in their state.
Now my distinct honor to introduce the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, John Roberts, to administer the presidential oath to the next President of the United States, Joseph R. Biden.
The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stage and it get hot. I got a lot of, I got hairy legs. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
You got more questions than I tell you. If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
You've been patient. Your patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
Please.
That was good.
Did you, really? Did you guys see the an article over the weekend about Bill Barr is like much more involved in the coup than we knew before?
Oh yeah.
I mean, this guy he was issuing, and we heard it a little bit as it was going on, but when you put it all together, mm-hmm. he had a prosecutor from Pittsburgh actually. That had evidence. I mean, all these people had evidence, and Barr shut them down. You will stand down on that investigation. Stand down. Like in no uncertain terms. It's time to start locking these people up.
Well, I got to say, I saw another thing over the weekend. A guy who'd been a guest on the show, Kash Patel, rumors are floating that he's going to be the attorney general.
Yes, yeah,
I'm right. Like... I would love that so much. If you haven't read his book, Government Gangsters, read it. You'll see he does a great job breaking down the corruption. And there's so many people that need to get thrown in jail.
Oh, man, you need a new jail.
Right.
I mean, literally, they're saying it on the left. We're looking to put him in jail. Yes, we are.
Right.
Yes, you committed crimes.
Yeah, and it's funny when they say that the left is panicking, like, oh my God, Trump's going to lock people up. It's like, yes. Our greatest fear is he doesn't lock enough of you up. That's right. Our greatest fear. So
my greatest fear is that they don't get locked up. And, and that goes back to what happened to Hillary Clinton after the election, you know, yeah. And in the attempt to heal America. I hope that that's not the tack that
won't work
this time.
That won't yeah. work.
I hope it doesn't.
It won't work. Somebody has to pay for this. Somebody for us to get on the right track, we have to have retribution for this.
Yeah. I think Donald Trump's sitting there saying 91 felony counts. I mean, now it's down to 88. You're going to take my business. You are locking up my supporters. Yeah, there is no parlay this time around.
I don't think so either. I mean, when you look at it, 2020. And I mean, these kind of things, you know, but when somebody says it, it seems like it's different. 2020 wasn't an election. It was a coup. You think about that.
Yeah.
This whole administration is illegitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And I use the baseball analogy. It's like Barry Bonds. You see all this weird stuff when he was hitting 80 home runs or whatever the number was, 73. Guy's head's five times bigger than it should be. He's putting up numbers nobody's ever seen before. And then you look at that and go, something's weird. And then immediately everybody's like, oh, no, it's all the level. That's when you know something's funky. And that was 2020 election. You know, 3 days after they finished counting the ballots for 35 days, it's like, oh, safest election ever. And if but they would have said, like, there's some shenanigans, but it's not enough to reverse the election.
Tractor trailer loads of ballots being sent from New York to Pennsylvania.
The fact that they act like there's nothing there is where it's like, okay, this is weird.
And the way they put the language, right. election denier, like nobody ever used that word before.
Like they hadn't done it since 2000. You know, right. I mean, they have denied every Republican president since 2000 has been illegitimate under their terminology or definition. But you were talking about, we're just talking, man, am I getting old?
Wayne's getting old. We're all getting old.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go.
It's awesome, isn't it?
No, it's not. Yeah, you eat pork chops?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You fry them?
Yeah, I've done it that way.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you the best way.
My favorite's crock pot.
My favorite's Instapot.
Oh.
Pressure cooker.
I have not been able to fry a pork chop for 30 years. I fry them, but they're dried out. I don't know why I have not put them in the deep fryer.
Never heard of that.
You put them in the deep fryer for about 10 minutes. They have to be an inch, but. Oh, that just changes everything.
You know what I was looking for? I couldn't find. I used to like shake and bake pork chops.
Yeah, those are good.
With the barbecue flavor.
Okay.
I couldn't find them at the store. I don't think they make that stuff anymore.
Barbecue shake and bake.
Yeah, well, it was good, man.
Ooh. Ugh.
Yeah, it was good.
Man, I'm ready for lunch. You know, one thing too, talking about your mom and just talking about like what Ayla was saying about CCP, it's remarkable. The older I get, the more I see how family impacts your worldview. Like when I was a single guy, no kids, like you have a kid, changes your worldview. Jen lost her dad last year. We spent a ton of time with him in memory care, changes your worldview. Now we got a grandbaby on the way, and it's like we're trying to figure out what we can do to help the kids be successful. Completely changes your worldview, and you understand that taking care of you and your tribe is both your greatest responsibility and your greatest joy. And I look at these leftists that don't understand it. They don't understand, like, taking care of father-in-law and memory care is like a blessing. You know, saying, hey, how much and what kind of help do these kids need for this new grandchild? You know, oh, we need to help watch them, or they need financial assistance, or what do they need? Like, that's our grandchild. We're going to take care of it. And it just continues reinforcing why the left needs to destroy the family. Because, you know, for Wayne, the most important thing he did all weekend was go take care of his mom. And and that, how many of these lost souls out there that are worried about, are they a boy or a girl, could benefit from just having that family responsibility and family connection. And I mean, those people just need a hug and need a family, for God's sakes.
Yeah, that's right, man. They're lost. They're unhappy. They're frustrated. Mm-hmm. You know, they're sexually crazy.
Right.
They do anything, you know, the tattoos all over their bodies, the freaking things in the earlobes. And it's just the clothing. It's crazy. I mean, and you do need a family. I was blessed. This is going to sound funny. I had cancer and I had to get surgery, and there was about a month.
Wasn't looking after good.
Well, there was about a month afterward where I required care, man. My wife had to change bandages and feeding tubes and stuff like that. And she was in it like a champ, man. I'll never forget that for the rest of my life. And then I watched her. Her father had a problem with his throat and was in the hospital for like 90 days. She went there every day to go see him. You know, it's just like, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, and you think about those crazy cat ladies I talk about.
Yeah.
Who have no kids to come spend time with them.
They killed them all.
Right. And they have no, like, they aren't connected to their parents where they're helping take care of them and make sure mom and dad's okay. We have lunch with my buddy Jim every other week and his 90-year-old mom. And it's like, it's just such a joy that we just sit there and she tells stories from when she was a young girl. And it's like, man, I really feel bad for these people whose life existence rotates around, like, how do we kill babies instead of
they don't even know the neighbors.
Right.
Right. Well, this is the last day of existence for many people. The sun is getting ready to, in about another hour, hour and a half, you probably start seeing things starting to happen. The rapture is trending on Twitter, X.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I just want you to think about it for a second. How beautiful our world would be. How equitable, fair, and beautiful our world would be if God would just rapture up all the evangelical Christians today. Come on, God. You can do it. You can do it.
Yeah. That's what's happening. That's what's, happening right now on social media.
I didn't really understand that. Was he talking about killing them all?
Just taking everybody away from here.
Like, and he wants to go, or he wants them to go?
He wants to go. He wants to go. He wants all the Christians, everybody,
gotcha,
just to leave this place. Yeah.
He's like, I'm ready for the rapture.
Yeah, but, he's ready.
You know, I saw something enlightening this morning. It was Tucker Carlson was introducing Kid Rock at a concert in Louisiana. And he said he woke up that morning and he's looking at the internet, looking at the news. And he looks up at the audience and said, man, this country is effed up. And then he said, I came to the concert and I walked through the crowd and I walked at all the people and all the love that was happening in here. And he said, I changed my mind. He said, the people that tell us about the world tell us it's all effed up. Yep. But we're still good people.
And that's something that for the last 5 or 6 years, that's something that has been in here with me. I look at the people that aren't in control. I look at the regular people, followers or sheep. We'll say sheep to be nice. Most of them don't vote. They don't. They care less. Well, they care, but they care less because they don't trust government. They don't trust government. But when you talk to them, they're the nicest people that you ever met. You sit down with them, you talk to them about life and stuff, and, you know, you learn some things, and if you don't, then they learn some things from you. But, I mean, it's like, wait a minute. I'm sitting here talking to this person. I don't even know what politics. I don't even know if they're Republican, Democrat. We just aren't talking politics. We're just talking about life. That's it. You know, electric bills and this and that. But just as soon as you put that politic subject in there, just as soon as you inch it in there, and I think last week I kind of touched on it, be careful what you ask, because some people get mad when you don't have the same thoughts that they have. Jay, you were just talking about that in your baseball draft, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's remarkable. I look at what's wrong with society a little different than some people. I think we're in a class warfare where corrupt politicians and rich people are taking all the working class, all the normal citizens, getting us to fight with each other. Because if we ever quit fighting and looked at how the power structure corrupted this country, they've bankrupt this country, they've stolen your civil liberties. I mean, you look in our chat, we got guys, you know, all Republicans are bad, or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, me and my Democrat, my best friend, who I'm a business partner with in some properties, is a Democrat. And we can sit there, we both want to raise our kids, we both want to lower taxes, we disagree on some policy positions, but we get along just fine. But some of my friends, like, you even bring up politics and they scream at you like crazy people. And it's like, it is so, yeah, there's Theo. Republicans are hilarious, blaming everybody but themselves. Look in the mirror. You people are raising the crazies.
No.
Theo, someday you're going to realize you're being programmed by the government and the media to hate all Republicans. Frankly, we're just,
you don't even watch the show.
Right.
You don't even watch the show. Everything that you just say right here is first off, we're not Republicans, but
right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm a Democrat.
Yeah.
There's a primary coming up. I'm a Democrat. I got to get rid of that squad member.
But you know, you get on there and you say, well, I'm Republican. So, okay. How about this? Are Americans hilarious? the Americans blame everybody but themselves? Do you? Theo? Is that you too? Because you just said Republicans as if there's some type of aliens from another planet. Is that it? Is that just Republicans? Was that all humans? I mean, you put politics in the conversation, it changes everything.
I see he's got an icon that says the left coast. I wonder, Theo, if you enjoy Theo, I'll come over to let's go to Taco Bell in Los Angeles. Oh, never mind, it's gone. You like that stuff, Theo?
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny because one of my friends who's a lefty, he said, you know, we forget how Christian conservatism, which built this country, has made us the best country to be born in, probably in the history of mankind. You know, any race, gender, if you were born in America in the last 50-100 years, you have the most privilege of anybody ever, regardless of your race. You've got food, shelter, opportunity, all those things. And he says, what's really sad is people have the luxury of being like depressed and angry at America because of how good America is. Yeah. In most countries, if you were born there, instead of being pissed because, oh, systematic racism or this or that, it'd be like, dude, you need to go plant crops or you ain't going to.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you something.
You're not a girl. Go to the fields. We need to get some food here.
And the girls had it the worst.
Right.
I mean, you look at any picture during the West, the Wild West era, and look at the women.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because they had to wash outside in the wintertime.
Yep.
I mean, you want bread, you got to bake it.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
And by the way, no washing machine and no refrigerator. We have
the luxury of being depressed.
No refrigerator. Yep.
We have fat homeless people. It's crazy.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, look at a well-functioning.
That's because a whole lot of people give them food.
That's what I mean.
You know?
But yeah, we do. I mean, we fund it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting too. Mike, who you've met before, Wayne, his girlfriend took him to church for the first time. He's not a believer. Mm-hmm. And it was mainly Hmong church. And I'm like, she likes church, go to church. And he's like, isn't a big church guy. He walked in. Everybody's like, oh, welcome to the church. You know, how you doing? And they were excited to meet him. And he's like, I just want you to know I'm not a believer. They're like, that's fine. Just hang out. Yeah. And he's like, okay, that's weird. And the one guy goes, let me just be clear. We don't care if you're a believer or a member. If you need something, like if you have some trauma in your life, if you're short on food, we know the economy's tough. If you have any issues, we can help with all that. Like that's part of what our church does to the community. The only thing we can't help you is get in heaven. You got to have God to do that. And he said he just sat there dumbfounded as they were having this sermon. And he's like, all these services that this church is providing used to be what communities provided for each other instead of looking for the federal government
for the government, to
do it.
And then, that's what ruined the church.
That's what ruined the church.
And, you know, y'all talk about Barack Obama a lot. When Barack Obama got in, he made it so that the churches would stop doing that. Right. He also made it so that you couldn't donate, or you could donate, but you might get in trouble in a way, where you couldn't send money to your favorite charity type of deal without some type of tax liability, and money to charity start going down when Barack Obama got in office. Okay. Mainly as the government was stepping in like daddy government again, like it did in the 60s. And you know how I was thinking about this too. There's an outcry for what is happening to there's an outcry what's happening to white people from the political side, right? But I still can't forget what happened or what was happening to black, especially black men in the 80s when the Democrats were putting them all in jail. Biden's legislation.
Kamala Harris.
Was putting them all in jail for a little stupid stuff. I mean, almost life sentences for weed. And you know, I mean, I'm not a weed smoker or anything like that, but if the government wants to contaminate something, destroy something, get rid of something, they set their targets on it, and they do it. They've been doing it. What we lack, or what we have lacked, is a stronger government response to put the hammer down and say stop. And what I mean by that is your checks and balances has gone the way of the bye-bye in government. Is there a constitutional duty to be checks and balances? There's nothing wrong with being checks and balances, but when you stop checks and balances, you're doing it for a reason, because you're trying to hide the stuff that you're doing. So there's no accountability for anything. And we used to talk about this on the podcast a long time ago. The Democrats tell people in their communities, oh, it's not your fault. It's not your fault the way you were brought up. Getting this accountability thrown out in their way. It's not your fault. It's back in the 80s and early 90s, it's the white Republicans' fault. Well, no. It's Republicans' fault. And then in the early 80s into the 70s, the white man won't keep you down. Yeah, I'm going backwards, but I want y'all to understand that, again, when the government wants to take something down, they might not be focused on fixing things for America, but they're focused on destroying things for everybody. As long as it doesn't have anything to do with them, they up their raise or they up their pay, they get lifetime dental, lifetime medical. The day that they cross over that threshold and swear, lifetime medical, lifetime dental, and dental for the kids, family. They can say whatever they want to say on the House floor and not go to jail. They can write bad checks forever and not go to jail. They can do all this stuff to the American people and not bat an eye. And until the American people start, when they get out of bed instead of rolling over, if American people can get out of bed all at the same time, they're going to whip some tail. I was going to say something else. They're gonna whip some tail. I was looking at an awesome meme this morning, and I put it on my timeline. What is it called when people doing the fact checking are controlled by the people doing the lying?
America.
Right. I saw that. I gotta share a story. So we run digital properties. We write articles. Wayne does it. I do it. Hutch does a little bit. So there was a, we shared a video of Eli Crane giving a speech talking about January 6th. And the video got fact checked because he referred to January 6th wasn't a violent insurrection. And the fact check was, well, there was violence and it was an insurrection. And it's funny because I reflected on that and I'm like, when you had somebody on tape committing a murder, they still say an accused murder because he hasn't been convicted of anything. And the media can actually go so far to call January 6th an insurrection and fact check you, which hurts your digital properties, hurts monetization, if you don't say it. And there is no alleged insurrection, and nobody's even been charged with it, much less prosecuted. And it's funny how far that narrative American citizens have allowed it to shift. And the fact checkers just make stuff up now, like that you call it an insurrection, which is a criminal statute that nobody's been charged with or convicted of. Like, everybody who says insurrection, they should be the ones being fact checked. But instead, it's way the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for really don't really check this out too much, but and I'm sorry. So if you have given toward the show, thank you. Patty C2 on Rumble gave $10.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you so much. We'll see. Patty didn't have a question or anything, but she did put a heart and American flag and a prayer thing. So hopefully I can split that three ways and we can get some coffee.
From splitrockcoffee.com. Promo code.
If we survive this eclipse. You remember when Shepard Smith made fun of
this is Total Eclipse of the Sun Watch 2017 on Fox News Channel. The excitement must be building and building like fireworks. If I put this here and my phone here, I have a total eclipse of the phone. Fascinating. It's amazing. Oh, my God. The moon has gotten in front of this. Okay, well, I don't know. It's interesting looking. The sun looks a little like the moon up there in my wall. If you mention it, you got to sing it. Where the deer and the antelope play. Wow! Would you look at that? It's a total eclipse of the sun!
And you look up at...
They know this is all it's going to be, right? Now. Just a moon over a sun. Oh, the sun's...
You know,
I never liked that woman.
Yeah, I know. She is sweet. What's the... what's it called when the moon is over the sun, but you have the outer rim. There's a fire, right?
That's the part that's supposed to be bad for your eyes.
The fire part?
I guess the radiation coming from it.
Does anybody in the chat room know what I'm talking about? It's like when the moon is directly over the sun.
It's a lunar eclipse.
But you know that the moon is smaller, so you have an outline of the sun behind the moon, and there's a name for it.
That's what we're getting today, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, in some parts, this is a little different because there's that stretch diagonal across America where it's 100% total solar eclipse. But, yeah, it's like an aurora or something like that.
Let me see. What was the ring?
Here it's going to... Okay.
The Bailey's beads?
It's going to be a partial solar eclipse here.
Yeah. And we should say before the show's over,
Ring of Fire.
Prediction. Ring is of fire. Anything going to happen weird during the eclipse? What do you think?
I mean, my computer high kept tide? Going on 2000.
High tide? I don't know.
Oh, no. They were right. It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. The eclipse. The eclipse. The rapture. The rapture. The second coming. They were right.
Psych!
The world's not ending.
America, y'all are so funny. Y'all are so funny. Yeah.
I gotta say though, cultures across history, when there's an eclipse, they lose their mind.
Well, who is it? The Incas.
Aztecs, man.
Man.
Just saying. Sky turns dark, they lose their nuts, man.
Yeah, the Aztecs sacrificed people, you know?
Yes.
Thousands. Hearts out.
And hundreds of thousands.
Hey, there's some LMNOP community news. The Pope Pope came out against gender-affirming surgery.
Yeah.
Is he feeling okay?
No, it's the eclipse.
I saw that, and I'm like, the Pope did not kill himself.
I know, right? What,
Fetterman keeps getting better and better, too.
Oh, I love John Fetterman.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not woke, but
he's going to fall down the elevator shaft.
I mean, remember when we had real Democrats, guys like Fetterman, who's like, what are squatters' rights and why do they even have them?
Right. When did you see so many Democrats being anti-Jew?
Right.
I mean, these people are going full-blown Nazi. Biden's talking about putting markings on Jewish-made material in the Middle East. This is crazy. And Fetterman's the only one that's doing the right thing. The entire rest of the Democrat Party is freaking Nazi.
WrestleMania was over the weekend. Did y'all watch that? No.
I was not a WrestleMania watcher, but I have friends that did who kept me updated.
Oh yeah.
One of the best things about this weekend is baseball's back.
Baseball is back and back. Back is back, boy.
Yes, it is. But for
talked about it on the show. The news has been quiet for a couple weeks.
It has been quiet.
With Congress out I think starting like tomorrow or the next day, it's going to be spinning. Yeah, the wife and I were just like, let's have a quiet weekend. We got together with some friends, had some food. Yesterday, just hung out around the house, read some books. Oh, it's glorious.
Look, in Maryland, like I went down also to see my daughter in college. And I was taking her to get some groceries. And because there's a lot of trees here in Maryland, especially down there on the Eastern Shore. So I put the car, because I know there's a lot of cops. There's a lot of cops around on the Eastern Shore. I put the car in on the speed limit and just cruise control. I'm coming to the end of the forest, big tall trees and stuff. The car just speeds right by me. And there's two cops right on the other side of the trees. I saw him. He didn't. So now this car jumps in front of me and puts on his brakes. And right as he put on his brakes, the cop lights. I said, oh, yeah, he got. But then there's another guy that comes right past him. So then the other cop car comes out and pulls in. So that's two. Well, Wayne, why are you telling this story? Because on the way back from the supermarket, they got two more people pulled over. So now it's four. Okay. It's four. So I'm dropped daughter off, left her, going back down there. I'm like, those cops, I know the cops are still there. Put it back on cruise control. Boom. Come to the edge of the forest. There they are. Vroom! Cop again. That's five.
It's money.
People got pulled over in basically about maybe 2 hours that I could see. I was like, these people are crazy. These people are legitimately crazy. They have to know that the cops are going to be somewhere around here. I do, you know, but I was like five of them. Yeah, that worked. That definitely worked. Thank you for tuning in to the last show of the century.
Jesus, take us home.
Please. The Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow. And we'll have our, we'll let you know what happened and whether people grew horns and whether the COVID people, their horns finally grew up, their foreheads and stuff. But be safe out there. People could get crazy during this time. So just be careful and prayerful. And we will see you tomorrow. We got J-Rob and Hutch want to hear their final thoughts. And we're going to get out of here and go look directly at the sun because I don't know.
All right. Well, hey, folks, assuming the world doesn't end in the next few hours, thanks for tuning in. We look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. But one thing to keep an eye on, Mike Johnson wants to give away a bunch of money.
Yeah, he does. And I'll tell you, Mike Turner, GOP chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, So it goes on CNN and tells Jake Tapper over the weekend, Russian propaganda on Ukraine is infecting the GOP. No, Mike, you're infecting the GOP. Get out. I'm sick of these people, man. They want it so bad. So bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And they want it so bad, they're willing to destroy everything.
Yeah.
Just to lose an election, too. Remember that, by the way. All right. With that said, God bless you.
Hopefully we see you tomorrow.
Heaven smile upon you. God bless you.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.